Come, buy, eat without price, April 2nd. Come, the invitation of a loving God. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Is Jesus true? Does he mean what he says? Answer decidedly, yes, every word. Then if you settled this, by faith claim every promise that he has made, and receive the blessing, for this acceptance by faith gives life to the soul. You may believe that Jesus is true to you, even though you feel yourself to be the weakest and most unworthy of his children. And as you believe, all your dark, brooding doubts are thrown back upon the arch-deceiver, who originated them. By living faith you are to trust him, even though the impulse is strong within you to speak words of distrust. The refreshing water, welling up in a parched and barren land, causing the desert place to blossom, and flowing out to give life to the perishing, is an emblem of the divine grace which Christ alone can bestow, and which is as the living water, purifying, refreshing, and invigorating the soul. He in whom Christ is abiding has within him a never-failing fountain of grace and strength. Jesus cheers the life and brightens the path of all who truly seek him. His love, received into the heart, will spring up in good works unto eternal life. And not only does it bless the soul in which it springs, but the living stream will flow out in words and deeds of righteousness, to refresh the thirsting around him. As the body is continually receiving the nourishment that sustains life and vigor, so the soul must be constantly communing with Christ, submitting to him, and depending wholly upon him.